Welcome to week number 20 of the podcast, History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. The Society operates the Montgomery and Boyd House Museums in Danville and the Mooresburg One Room School. Well, we'll be closing out our speaker series for 2018 on September the 19th with Fiona Powell, a native of Wales, a noted folklorist and storyteller. Welsh immigrants made Montour County home, with many working in the local iron mills. Joseph Perry arrived in Danville in 1854 as a young boy who found work in one of the local mills. Later, he became acclaimed as Wales' esteemed musician and composer. Fiona shares his story at 7 p.m. at the Boyd House Museum. Doors open at 6:30. There is a $5 admission. Well, Montour County has had its share of inventors over the years, and that's the topic of our podcast this week. We have historian Sis Haas to thank for information. She shared info in the October 1992 Danville Bicentennial Gazette. Jeweler and clockmaker Henry Rempe patented a clock that replaced the spring-mechanized one that required continual winding. He used a small dry-cell battery, and his invention led to construction of a factory to produce the clocks on Railroad Street in Danville. The old sage once said that necessity is the mother of invention. And that, I'm sure, was the driving force in inventions made by men such as General William Montgomery. His eight-sided barn at the corner of Bloom and Ferry Streets had a large roller with cogs and pins. A team of horses would power the roller in a circle, which threshed out wheat in a continuous layer. Montgomery was the first in the area to use anthracite coal on a grate in his fireplace to take off the winter chill at his home. Not to be outdone, General Montgomery's son Daniel, who was also a noted farmer, improved on the thrashing machine, drawing local farmers to see his work, which was accomplished in one day compared to the older, more painstaking operation. Benjamin Maurer, a local blacksmith, helped in construction of the first locomotive ever built in this country. Maurer also manufactured the first pick to help in the mining of anthracite coal. Dr. Bickley of Danville invented and manufactured the first machine for the making of soda water used in fountains around the world. Dr. Bickley was also known for his worm medicine, yes, worm medicine, that was so effective that other manufacturers from across the state were afraid it would put them all out of business. A story in the Danville Morning News of July 1906 tells of an unknown named man who lived on Ferry Street and worked in the old stone machine shop across from the big mill. He made his first successful steam pump. However, for the want of capital, someone else reaped the fruits of his lifelong labor. Abram LaRue, a merchant from Danville's Second Ward, designed and manufactured a combination boiler, curtain, and lace curtain bracket on East Front Street. In 1924, S.C. Rebman of Danville Structural Tubing devised a scheme to remove snow from the street. He put steam heat pipes under Railroad Street. The heat radiating from the pipes melted the snow, and that technique was used in many major cities. The hook and die, bobby pin, and other devices that came from the creative mind of Frank DeLong are also among the many inventions of people from Montour County. Others who put their ideas into practical use included Butler Edgar, who built the Edgar radiator. Sam Huber designed the Huber plow and other farm implements. We can't forget Auntie Rattler Johnson. Now, his invention had nothing to do with snakes, but his ingenious and successful invention was a device to stop rattles on the tongue and shaft of carriages and buggies where they connected with the axle. And there might still be some people who are around to remember the Johnson Batwing rug beater or an Acme trouser hanger. All of these local inventors were trying to find ways to work smarter, not harder. A.E. Hostelli, who was a poet, naturalist, and upholsterer, was interested in aerial navigation and designed and created experimental kites which he flew from the center tip and on bald top in an effort to study the problems associated with direct ascension. And of course, not all inventions were practical or successful. One was the work of Harry G. Thomas. His wife was a Danville native. Thomas chartered a ship to carry a device which he had invented. It was used to suction the sea in search of pearls. Thomas expected his invention would revolutionize the method used for 3,000 years. It did not. Time marches on, and we now live in a world where it's ever-changing to come up with ways that are no longer bigger and better, but smaller and faster. One where artificial intelligence is a common term. a world that has progressed from the Flintstones to one where even the Jetsons would marvel at today's universe. That wraps up this week's History Speaks podcast. A reminder that Fiona Powell will discuss the Welsh hymn writer and composer Joseph Perry, who called Danville home for a time. She'll be part of our speaker series September the 19th at the Boyd House Museum. Doors open at 6:30, and the program begins at 7 p.m. There is a $5 admission. And our Sunday open houses at the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums will finish up in October. Hours are from 2 until 4. Montour Historical Society members and young people through grade 12 are welcome free of charge. For all others, there is a $5 admission. We end today's podcast with a thought from writer Ernest Hemingway. He says, "From things that have happened and from things as they exist and from all things that you know and all of those you cannot know, you make something through your invention that is not a representation, but a whole new thing truer than anything true and alive. And you make it alive. And if you make it well enough, you give it immortality." Meet George Jetson.